2. In defense of the gospel. Paul, an ultra-Orthodox Jew, Pharisaical legalist, rising star among Israel's religious elite, persecutor of Christians, ruthless and relentless enemy of the church, was suddenly converted to Christ on the Damascus Road. Paul had always been the most fastidious of Pharisees. Like everyone else in that strict, authoritarian cult of religious partisans, he had an obsession with flashy but trivial symbols of external piety, showy rituals, raiment, and other forms of religious trumpery. His notion of sin was likewise focused on external and trivial things, and, like all hypocrites, he was chiefly concerned about other people's sins. He had a particular contempt for things deemed ceremonially unclean, including, of course, Samaritans and Gentiles. But after Paul's conversion, Christ called him to be an apostle to those unclean Gentiles, and his contempt was directed toward real sin. Paul still had a heart for Israel, such a passion for their salvation that he said, "I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh." Romans chapter 9, verse 3. God gave him a love for Gentiles too, and then sent him to evangelize in Gentile regions all around the Roman Empire. Paul went first into the southern part of Galatia and planted churches in Antioch, Iconium, Derbe, and Lystra. That area was not far from his family home in Tarsus of Cilicia. But Paul was not content to confine the gospel to one precinct. He planted predominantly Gentile churches across the Mediterranean region on 3 long missionary journeys. When problems arose in those churches or Paul's wisdom was sought, he wrote letters back to them as their founding pastor and trusted shepherd. He wrote, of course, with apostolic authority, the very words of God, as he was directed by the Holy Spirit. Most of his epistles to churches and church leaders are inspired scripture. The Apostle Peter expressly acknowledged that. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The Galatian Problem. Paul's first divinely inspired letter was probably his epistle to the Galatians, written about 49 AD, soon after the Jerusalem Council. That council, as recorded in Acts chapter 15, was convened to discuss the very same issue that was troubling the Galatians. Namely, if faith is the sole instrument of justification, if, as Jesus said, whoever believes in Christ is not condemned, John chapter 3, verse 18, if whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, chapter 3, verse 36, and if whoever hears the gospel and believes does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life, chapter 5, verse 24, what then is the role of Old Testament ceremonial law under the New Covenant? Specifically, are believing Gentiles obliged to be circumcised and obey the priestly and ceremonial aspects of the Mosaic Covenant? Both Colossians and Hebrews also deal with that question, and both point out that much of Moses' law entailed types and shadows, symbolic features that prefigured Christ. Now that Christ has come, Scripture says those ordinances no longer serve the purpose for which they were given. Specifically, this means that New Covenant believers are no longer bound by the laws and precepts governing ceremonial cleanness, dietary restrictions, Jewish holidays, or matters germane to the temple priesthood, ritualism, and other distinctly Jewish ordinances.